Sometimes I'll be walking. Say it's dusk and the end of October. The buses leaving the university are lit up like bright aquariums, swimming through the dark element of the evening. The ducks have forgotten to fly south and huddle dimly together at the edge of the pond. Say there's a chill in the air. I've been resisting my winter jacket, and now the wind slips a cool hand down my back, the first touch I've felt in forever. It comes over me then. I've had a good day at my desk, but still I get the sense that I'm missing, or that something within me is missing, some crucial piece of me that used to make my whole self run. I've been taken apart one too many times, and the little cog at the center of my chest has slipped into the gutter and been lost. It's hard to imagine anyone ever finding it. It's too hidden, too covered in leaves. It would take a small person, someone curious, someone low to the ground. It would take a child, and of course, it's far too late for that. The children suffered the most. This is what my research has led me to believe. Some would say otherwise, but the children did know. Even the little ones, perhaps the little ones especially, soaked it all up. They absorbed it directly, a straight hit to the bloodstream. All of the stress, the incredible tension, the relentless, insidious day-to-day, encroaching hunger, restricted living quarters, the edicts marching forward, a row of shiny boots and polished guns. They took in their parents' fear like black milk, that's Celan, of course, from the breast. They were raised on it, fed on fear until fear itself was in their bones, in their visible skeletons where the baby fat should have been. Tell me, how should I have faith in the world when I know the things that I know? Sometimes, walking in the evening, a toque pulled low over my thin white hair, I try to summon up the child I myself must have been. All I get are flashes, shoes with brass buckles, a curl against my forehead, a sliver of female laughter, and a back that turns and disappears. There's a feeling that I could have done something, shame that I couldn't save her. Beneath the shame, fear. Beneath the fear, grief. Alone in my small rooms, so late in life, the knocking from the center of my ribs. Someone is locked inside there, has been for years. I roll onto my side, pull the pillow over my ears, and still the little voice, the pleading, Mama. I've lived almost my whole life without her. There's no reason I should expect to be walking late in November, my hands in my pockets, and turn a corner and see her, her thin coat, no scarf. Her cheeks hollow, the way I last remember her in the winter of 1945. There's no reason I should still hope to find her, to take her home to my apartment and heap blankets over her, to spoon hot soup into her mouth and whisper her to sleep. I will never sing to her while the snow sifts silently down. It's shameful, really, the weakness of my longing. And yet the heart continues. There's the fluttering in the ribs, the hope that all the loss might somehow be redeemed. There are things I remember about my mother. The growling of her stomach, her fingers combing gently through my hair, the first notes of, what, a lullaby? No, something less certain, less solid. I remember a dim street, late fall, and my mother at the end of it, a kerchief knotted under her chin. She was looking back at me already then, as though across a great gulf of time. I tried to move toward her, but the street was so long, and there were people blocking my path. When I caught another glimpse, she had taken off her scarf. It was crumpled in a ball in her hand, which she held against her chest. A bit of wind played with the hair around her face. She held my gaze. There was something she was telling me, something she needed me to know. The whole history of our family was contained in that look. She turned a corner and was gone. I've spent years going back to this memory. It is so clear, so real, and yet, what was she doing leaving such a very young child alone in the street? The first flakes were already falling. Time is a snow globe. You shake it and everything changes. A thin coat of white and the world disappears. This memory I have of the look on her face, it must be something I made up. The mind plays tricks, inventing what wasn't there. Of my father, I remember absolutely nothing.